So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Good morning, 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. It's a Thursday, which means we've got Dear John. We've got the Thursday touchdown. We've got Ross Tucker to help us preview wildcard weekend in the NFL. And happy Brad Holmes Day to all that celebrate. His press conference will be today, and it will be carried live right here on 97.1. That's at 4 o'clock. John, good morning.
Good morning. How was your Wednesday?
Wednesday was all right.
I was trying to think of what day it was on the run there.
I know. With the holiday and the new year, You're still getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah. So first, Dear John of the 2026 year. Mm-hmm. Special things in plan this year.
Yes.
What'd you do last night?
Watched a little Pistons basketball. Went to trivia with some friends.
You went to trivia?
Yeah, we do that. If we can get out every week, We try to. Yeah.
Is that at somebody's house or
no,
do you go to
like
a bar?
No, it's like at a local bar.
Oh, okay. So It's the bar trivia.
Yeah, trivia. Yeah. And I love when we get like a college sports question. That's like when I get to step out and shine.
You're showing off.
And the question was, two teams from the Pac-12 are now in the ACC. Can you name one? Bonus point if you can name both. Layup. Wow. Am I right?
Like,
Yeah.
Layup.
Are you just sports guy with this? Or do you have a... What's your second category?
It all depends. Like sometimes
that's a great question, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes... Well, there was one yesterday. It was who wrote, what's the book with Atticus Finch? To Kill a Mockingbird. Who wrote that? And I knew Harper Lee. So Like I have these random little like history or literary author stuff, movies. Yeah, but I still feel like it skews older than our group. Like we're late 20s, early 30s. And I feel like a lot of questions end up skewing like 40s and plus.
Well, I would probably say that I think the trivia game is probably played more by the older crowd.
Yeah, but they're not going to the bar on a Wednesday night, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we are home with our kids.
Yeah. You got this whole nurturing thing going on.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I think my second category is geography. I think I am pretty good at that compared to most people.
Yeah, geography would be one of mine as well.
Me and John have that in common.
Yeah.
Where's Bronner's?
Yes. Yeah, Mew.
I will say there is, I guess it's a geography question in the two grand slam today that is a little tricky.
It is. It's actually one where I raised an eyebrow and I'm like, the only reason I knew it is because I had seen something. I don't want to.
Don't give it away.
Yeah. Too many generalities here. I'll just zip it.
By the way, we also have the two grand slam every Tuesday and Thursday. Yes. Another one of our Thursday staples.
Heather, how was your Wednesday?
You know, it was really busy.
Any trivia?
No trivia, but I would enjoy a good trivia night. Yeah. I just don't do that.
Yeah,
but I would.
Maybe I think that might be a show out.
Oh, there we go.
Is everyone here and spouses have to show up at what's the pub you went to?
So we went to Hopcat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sure there's plenty of opportunities around.
Every bar basically does these on like Tuesdays or Wednesdays or middle of the week just to get some extra foot traffic.
Trivia night for the show, I think. that might actually determine what we would do the next morning on the show.
So anyway, I had a good time.
We could go against the other shows.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, we would crush them.
I think we have a pretty wide range of knowledge.
Oh, we would crush them.
Remember, we got our
secret weapon, Greg Hargrave. Yeah.
Hey, you think David or Kang could keep up with Greg? I mean, we're just starting from an advantage position.
Would they show up?
Come on. Which team does Kenny Kott play for? Because he helps screen calls for both.
Give them to either one. Give them to both. It's still advantage us.
Okay. Anyway, Pistons played last night. Was watching them too. No Cade Cunningham. Isaiah Stewart steps up career high. They played defense. That was enough to get the win. John, they just keep winning.
They do. And we've mentioned it numerous times, whether it's Cade, Durin, go right down the list. If they're out, someone else steps in and fills the void. Now, with Cade out, that's obviously, anytime you're missing your superstar, that's a completely different equation. And it's not going to be filled by just one guy. It's a group effort. And that's where I think this team really separates itself from, obviously, the Bulls last night, from anyone else in the Eastern Conference, and most everyone in the Western Conference, is the fact that it's a group effort. Even with Cade, it's a group effort, and that's what separates them on both sides of the court from so many other teams.
Yeah, there's no nights off, and that's why we talked about 60 wins being a real possibility, because it's only happened twice in the history of the Pistons franchise, and some really good teams didn't. You go back to the going to work era. It's not like they rattled off 60 every year, but it's a different game back then. You didn't have load management. You didn't have teams resting guys, coaches, decision DNPs. And now those are all across the league. So yeah, look, when Detroit shows up to play every single night, they're going to steal a couple games that would be losses for most teams. And a great example was that back-to-back stat we gave people. Most teams have a losing record on a back-to-back. The Pistons are 6-1 on back-to-backs. Like, it's the little stuff like that that's going to help boost up their win total and put them in a one seed.
And honestly, if they're going to win the Eastern Conference, they're probably going to need 60-plus wins.
Typically, it's right around that, yeah.
Yeah, because, 2 years ago, it was the Celtics at 64 wins. Mm-hmm. Last year, there were two teams. It was the Celtics at 61. Cleveland was at 64.
Sure.
So it feels like, I went 2 years, but
hey, big sample.
If you're going to win the Eastern Conference, it's going to be 60 plus.
Yeah. And I think they're pacing right now for 62.
Mm-hmm.
So right there. And again, when you don't lose games when Cade sits, it really does raise what this team's capable of.
It raises that number. Yeah. It certainly does. And we talked about it earlier in the year where it was not just Cade, but it was Cade and Durin. And, there's always this and last night it was only Cade. So, that's where this team, if you can rack up wins when your stars are out, that's how you're going to get to 60 plus.
Another question from trivia last night. Who was the first host of America's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh,
Bob Saget?
Yes.
It's Bob Saget.
See, our team would be great.
Wow.
We
that was
this.
Quick.
Yeah. Celebrity.
I do think, yeah.
I got that.
If instead of a Christmas party next year, maybe they the cover is the Christmas party, but
sure.
We do shows versus shows.
Yeah,
I think that would be awesome. And spouses,
yes,
like Lisa would be unbelievable.
What's her wheelhouse?
Her wheelhouse is music.
Okay,
and
good.
So, but honestly, she's got a couple of wheelhouses. But she can basically sing any song, or she'll tell you who wrote or who was the artist of any song.
They do like a bonus round halfway through the hour, and it was like they showed us four pictures of people who died in 2025, and you had to name who they were.
Oh.
And I felt like I should have done better because they're always in our news. And I'm like, I can picture like Norm from Cheers. I was like, what is his name? What is his name?
They show you their face?
Their face.
But you can't say just Norm?
No. What's the actor's name? Anyway.
Who else? Who are the other three?
One was in Kiss that passed this year.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a slip and fall.
One of them was Jane Goodall, which I recognized and was able to contribute.
Oh,
yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Anyway, this is too much of my trivia last night. We got Holmes' press conference later today, John. What do you want to hear when Brad Holmes steps up to the podium? And this is a question for everybody out in listener land. When Brad Holmes speaks today, we're all going to be listening. We want to know how he explains what happened and what his game plan is moving forward. What do you want to hear from him?
I think one of the things I want to hear is some self-evaluation, like we heard from Dan Campbell. Hey, how would you grade yourself? Well, I got a freaking F. Like, if he came out here and said the same thing, okay, now we're starting off on the right foot. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't want to hear any defensive things. It's just, there are reasons. He can give reasons, you know, in terms of, hey, the secondary was hurt, blah, blah, blah. But it's, I want to hear what he's going to do. Like, are you going to address the offensive line? Yes, that is a top two concern in regards to free agency and the draft. Are you going to, do you admit that you need another pass rusher? And don't give me the numbers from Al-Quadin Muhammad, because we all know that the effectiveness on the opposite side of Hutch, whether it was in the run game or the pass, attack, it just wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And so, but number one thing I want fixed is the offensive line. How are you going to do it? Do you even recognize that it was an issue?
Well, he said water the garden last year. So it needs to be a little more emphatic, a little more humble. Yeah, a little more humility. Because, John, like, don't play dumb with us.
Yeah.
Time to pressure was the worst in the league for the second consecutive season. So sacks aside, it's taking too long for you to get to and affect the quarterback down in and down out. Offensively, you couldn't run the ball in all the big games down in and down out. Both sides of the line of scrimmage are critical. Like, DEFCON 5, like, we are talking about a major issue on both lines of scrimmage, and I want to hear urgency and humility when he speaks. He doesn't have to give himself an F, but I would like to hear an idea of, I didn't do enough. This team wasn't built to go far enough.
Yeah, any of those.
Yeah. So, in terms of how much he architects the offseason, you know these guys never really lay it all out there.
Yeah.
But I think there will be questions about, you know, restructuring contracts, I would hope. Do you anticipate picking up fifth-year options for Campbell and Gibbs? Are those deals you are going to work to extend?
Yeah.
Just to kind of set the tone for the offseason, because that's what this effectively is it sets, it's a reflection, but it's also a tone setter for the offseason.
And I think I got a little excited there about, you know, talking about the offensive line and raised my voice a little bit. I don't want people to misconstrue this as either of these guys, Holmes or Campbell, are on the hot seat. The reason I got that excited about it is because of the level of disappointment.
Yeah.
Because I do think Brad Holmes is a really good general manager. He is certainly in the top 10, and you could make an argument for top 5.
Look, he's one executive of the year.
Yeah, but that's why it was so shocking and disappointing that they didn't address some of the key areas that they used to build what we came to expect.
And I think some of it, Campbell already alluded to, learning the lesson from Frank Ragnow and applying that to Taylor Decker for this offseason. I'm sure that will be asked or will come up. Again, Brad Holmes will speak at 4 o'clock later today right here on 97.1. We're going to get to all of our Thursday festivities as the show rolls on. The Thursday touchdown is at 6:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, if hair loss has been on your mind, Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration is the donor you need, the doctor you need to go see. I mean, he's not going to donate his hair, but I guess he could because he's got a full head. Anyway, he's just been named the top hair restoration surgeon in the Midwest. The award obviously reflects his patients and his own family. And Dr. B, he's had the procedure himself. He's restored his son's hair and his nephew's hair, too. So when it comes to trust, it doesn't get more personal than that. Dr. B is a board-certified surgeon and the only physician in Detroit offering both SmartGraft and NeoGraft, all performed by his full-time in-house medical team. There's no traveling techs, no shortcuts, just real natural hair you can run your fingers through. And if you've been waiting for the right time, this is it. Don't put it off another year. Make 2026 the year you look like yourself again. Schedule your free consultation today, and when you mention 97.1, you'll receive $1,000 off your procedure. Dr. B treats every patient like family. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brad Holmes speaks today, 4 o'clock. What do you want to hear? And I think this would be interesting. What would you ask him? What would you want to know? You get one question. You're in this media scrum. You're at the press conference. They're passing a mic. You get one question. 248-539-9797. What do you want to hear? First text says, no matter what he says, everyone will freak out and fall for GM speak and overthink whatever he says.
Well, I don't know that we overthink it. We're trying to, like, from now until the draft, we'll be trying to parse together or diagnose anything that Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes say in regards to their needs, things that didn't go well this year, things that we believe, because last year was, you know, edge opposite Ian Hutchinson. That was the biggest conversation until Frank retired. Then it was, interior. What are they going to do with the interior offensive line? So we are going to, you know, take a look at everything he says and dissect it to see what does this mean?
Well, and I think what's so interesting is those questions were already asked of him last year.
Yeah.
He's going to get them again, and it's like he gets a do-over. In terms of how you want to answer it.
So by the end of the offseason last year, he was so annoyed by the question. Now, another year where we're going to start the season off, the offseason, with do you still feel you need to, or do you now feel like you have to address an edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson? Oh, well, we've got Aiden. You can't have two elite.
Brad, your time to pressure was the worst in the league again.
So I would say I think you are going to be disappointed today if you're looking for a lot of specifics. He has got to be asked what John brought up. How do you grade how you did your job?
Yeah.
Because Campbell owned it.
Yep.
And he has got to be answered that. And it needs to be phrased this way. Your coach gave himself an F.
What grade do you give yourself?
What grade do you give yourself?
Yeah.
And then maybe a follow-up to that instead of somebody going in a different direction is, well, can you get specific on how you grade yourself? Like, can you talk about Davenport, Onzarike, Pascal?
Guys that you doubled down on that didn't contribute this season along the defensive front.
And that's when he might pause a little and get a little more general. You know?
Yeah, I understand. I think some of the backdrop here is he's done a phenomenal job. He's won Executive of the Year. At the same time, he's the same man who came out and wanted to cash receipts before they played in the Super Bowl. They're cashing receipts when you lose in the NFC title game. Well, I didn't even make the playoffs. So I do think there needs to be some humility today on his side. Not only what he says, but how he says it.
And I also think there needs to be, like, there doesn't need to be any agitation. Like, there could be agitation because he's upset with his performance.
Yes.
But not agitation at the questions. You know, like, I don't want to see him getting frustrated with the edge or the offensive line or, you know, the injuries that keep happening defensively. Like,
I don't think he will, like, get agitated or lash out. What I would be careful of is I hope he doesn't downplay or dismiss or everybody's favorite term, gaslight. Like, don't tell us, well, that's not really the problem you guys think it is. We had all these sacks.
Right.
It's not really the problem you think it is. Look what Al-Qadeen Muhammad did.
Yeah, or spin it where, okay, it took us a long time to pressure because our secondary was doing such a good job that, you know, we were able to get these sacks or pressure late. Like, you know,
and I also don't want to hear, and it could be a factor, but it shouldn't be a crutch. Well, you know, we lost Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch. So that's why you're not in the Super Bowl? What I'm saying? Like, that can't be a crutch today. You can't lean on the injuries.
But I'm okay with him mentioning the injuries.
Yeah,
it's a reason.
Yeah,
like,
course.
Okay, you lose your entire secondary. Your secondary is not going to be as good.
But you can't. I don't want him to continue to, like, revert
come back to it. Yeah,
go, but again, guys, as we said, you know, we just for the second year in a row didn't have our guys, and we have our guys. Your guys aren't good enough. And if that's something we can't agree on, it's going to be a bad offseason.
Yeah. Or the question of, okay, the secondary was banged up. We get that.
Yeah.
Where you didn't have a lot of injuries was up front. And against the best rushing attacks, you couldn't stop them. Or even against average rushing attacks, a.k.a. Pittsburgh.
You know, injuries are a fact. It's part of the story here. But, you know, you can throw in there with that. Yeah, Brad, we understand injuries, but every team does. Like, explain how the L.A. Chargers have survived their offensive line injuries.
Yep. Or how the Niners.
The defensive injuries. Yeah.
Yep. And the quarterback for a good chunk of the season.
And when we say the defensive injuries for the Niners, like, it's not like they've put in other guys and they're lighting it up defensively. They're still struggling defensively, but they've done enough.
Guys, I like Brad Holmes to address what are some of his downfalls from this year, and is he going to be open to adding players that aren't from the draft?
Yeah, I mean, okay, it's a great way of phrasing that, because obviously that means trades or free agency.
Guys, great show. Problem about Brad Holmes is whenever you ask him a question, you don't get the right answer or the answer the way it should be.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
What's the one thing this offseason that absolutely has to be fixed?
The offensive line. And some of it's a moving target because I don't know what's going to happen with Taylor Decker. But regardless, the interior is a primary focus. Like, I know the name Tyler Linderbaum has been thrown out a lot. He's going to be a high-priced, high-ticket center.
But he's young and could be here for a long time.
Yeah, you sign him to a first contract and you plan on signing him to a second contract. He's young enough.
Yep.
He's coming off his rookie deal. A center out of Iowa. Mm-hmm. Stop me if you've heard about Iowa offensive linemen and their track record. And he instantly puts the Lions back in a position to do the things they did well under Frank Ragnow, where you can run the ball, spearhead the middle, get to the second level, play action pass, makes your life so much easier if you're Goff and you're not, you know, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. The pressure up the middle is the most important to stop.
You've already invested draft capital into Tate Ratledge. Now you make him better.
Yep.
Because the center is better.
Guys, and just quickly, is Ragnow off the table? And actually, we can still revisit what happened, by the way, with him today. There needs to be an explanation about how this went down. With trying to bring him, what was the thought process? Why did you were going to bring him back and then he failed a physical? But I don't think it's off the table yet that he plays next year. He has not said he's not playing. Goff hinted it, but
Goff kind of poured cold water on it with the midday show last week. Frank wanted to come back. That's why he made the effort. A hamstring injury is not career ending. I also just want to be very careful that they don't bank on him playing, because then you're making the same mistake twice.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what, Campbell, we asked him about it 3 weeks before he tried to come back, and Campbell said the ship sailed.
Yeah,
so anything
quote.
Anybody else says doesn't matter.
Right. 248-539-9797. We've got the Thursday touchdown coming up at 635. We've got the two grand slam, a chance to win $2,000 with us at 725. Dear John, for the first time in the new year, but first, Heather with the news.
All right, guys, I'm sure by now everyone has seen or heard about what took place in Minneapolis yesterday. A 37-year-old mother of three, identified as Renee Nicole Good, was fatally shot by an ICE officer during a federal immigration enforcement operation. According to federal officials, ICE agents were approaching her SUV when they say she tried to run over officers with her vehicle. The Department of Homeland Security says that the agent fired in self-defense to protect himself and others. Witnesses and local leaders, however, are kind of pushing back pretty hard against that version. There is video from the scene and eyewitness accounts that suggest the woman was just trying to drive away, not attack the agents, and that she may have been blocked in while receiving these conflicting commands. The mayor of Minneapolis has called the shooting reckless and is demanding ICE leave the city. Following the incident, hundreds of people gathered near the scene. Protests formed across the city. Tensions are high there. For the first time in six decades, the number of homicides in Detroit dropped below 200.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Good news.
According to city statistics, there were 165 homicides in the city of Detroit last year, which is the fewest number of homicides since 1965.
Well, that's not just a little bit under 200. Yeah, it's a lot under 200.
It is. So that's a 19% drop from 2024, when there was 203 recorded. It's a 35% drop from 2023. Back in 1965, there were 188 murders. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Last year, non-fatal shootings also declined. In 2025, there were 447 non-fatal shootings, which is a 26% drop from 2024. Carjackings also down. That's great news.
Yes. Yeah.
Things you want to hear, for sure.
Yes.
An employee of the Oakland County Road Commission is accused of hitting a pedestrian with a plow truck.
Oh, no.
On January 1st, around 8 a.m., a 68-year-old Macomb County man was found unconscious, lying on the side of Middle Belt in Farmington Hills. He later passed away at the hospital. And investigators determined that this man was struck by a Road Commission for Oakland County plow truck. I guess there's evidence that they were able to recover from the truck that confirmed that this driver was the one responsible.
Yeah.
I might be saying his name wrong, but I couldn't believe his name. Brian Derryberry.
Huh. It's a unique one.
Am I saying it wrong? Or is it just rhyming?
That's the driver, or?
That's the driver of the plow truck.
Oh, okay.
Derryberry.
Yeah. Maybe wrong. Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but I
think he goes by Dingle.
Dingleberry. Anyway, I'm sure he does now. He's been charged with failure to stop at the scene of a crash, which is a 5-year felony. He'll be back in court later this month. This is pretty cool. You can win Super Bowl tickets if you go donate blood. This is awesome.
I'm sorry.
Are you still laughing at Dingleberry or what? What's going on, John?
Yeah, sorry. Please continue.
Yes. Super Bowl tickets, donate blood.
Yeah, so yeah. The American Red Cross says it's facing a growing risk of a blood shortage following the holiday season. Not many people were donating due to temperatures, holidays, sickness, schedules, things like that. So they have launched a giveaway to get people to donate. So basically all you have to do is go donate blood and you're automatically entered in a chance to go to the Super Bowl. You're going to get tickets to the Super Bowl. You're going to get to participate in pregame activities in stadium. You're going to get round trip airfare, 3-night hotel accommodations, and a $1,000 gift card. Hard
there
to
you
spend
go.
While you're there.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That is a big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Big time prize. All right. Heather with the news. Coming up next, the Thursday touchdown. Got a little bit on the college football playoffs, the offseason with the portal, and a bunch on the NFL too. It's a busy Thursday touchdown, 97.1.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Storylines galore with the college football playoff, the NFL playoffs, wild card weekend, that and more. It's the Thursday touchdown.
All right, guys, we're down to the final four. We got a game tonight, Ole Miss, Miami. Final four in college football playoff with Indiana versus Oregon, Ole Miss versus Miami. Who are you rooting for to win it all right now out of the four?
I go back and forth between two teams. And Jim, I don't know which one you're going to say. Originally, it was Indiana, but now I'm going to say Ole Miss. And I'm going to say Ole Miss because their coach left them. He is now taking more of their assistant coaches. We got a kid that, hey, cut his teeth here in the state of Michigan in Chambliss. Like, I think it's a great story. And everything that went on yesterday with Damon Williams, Lane Kiffin, like I couldn't dislike someone more. And the fact that Ole Miss is playing Miami. I hope that it is a last second, heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, rip it right out of your chest loss for Miami because I can't stand Miami.
Like, it's the ultimate spite petty play to root for Ole Miss. They get the last laugh, put Lane Kiffin in a world of hurt. But I'm going to stick with Indiana. The great story that is this Hoosier football team, Kirk Cignetti, the undefeated Hoosiers, and another title for the Big Ten.
And it still feels like, even though they're the number one team in the country, they beat Oregon on the road, they've done so many good things, it still feels like they're the underdog.
A little bit.
Yeah, and it kind of, for them, they need to win it to kind of just, you know, put the stamp on this complete change in college football and one of the worst programs ever being able to become competitive in this era and how Cignetti did it. If they don't win it, then it's like, okay, is this going to produce championships? I got to tell you, part of me wants to see Oregon win it.
to just solidify this era of, they've had a dominant program, a very good program for years now, but they haven't won the Natty.
Well, look, a local kid, Dante Moore, there's a reason to root for them.
Definitely. Speaking of local, Michigan and Michigan State will both enter the next season with new coaches. What are your minimum expectations for Kyle Whittingham and Pat Fitzgerald record-wise?
Michigan State bowl game, got to get to 6 wins. For Whittingham, you got to make the college football playoff. That's the standard at Michigan. It's a tougher schedule, but you got a young team coming back. You need to see the fruits of that labor. For Michigan, that means you're going to have Oklahoma, Indiana, Oregon, Ohio State, and Penn State got to win 3 of the 5 A-level games on their schedule.
I agree. For Michigan, this is a 9-win team this year with a freshman quarterback that didn't get better throughout the course of the season. 3 redshirt freshmen up front. You had a young backfield, especially when your number one tailback went out. This is, and all of these guys are entered the portal. They're all coming back. So if it was a 9-win team last year in a dysfunctional year, then I expect at a minimum 10 wins and the college football playoffs. My standards are a little bit higher for Michigan State because you guys know what I think about Pat Fitzgerald. I think it should be 9 wins. Wow. Now, the 3 losses, the 3 that I think are going to be really tough is at Notre Dame, Oregon, and obviously Michigan. But the other ones, Nebraska lost their quarterback. Washington lost their quarterback. You've got Rutgers, UCLA, Eastern Michigan. Wisconsin, I think 9 wins is on the table for this Michigan State team.
Wow, that's high for me. But hey,
that's what I expect out of a Pat Fitzgerald team with more resources.
Okay, at one point there were over 4,000 players in the transfer portal. That is insane. It's nuts. Like John said, though, so many players are returning. Michigan, yeah. They're all coming back. You know, so that's why the number was so high. But it's still crazy. Do you think the portal needs to be more legislated? And if so, how would you do it?
Absolutely, it needs to be more legislated. And here's how I would do it. I would push the portal to the spring. Don't do it right now. Get all the way to the spring. And then the portal needs to have rules, like contracts. First of all, need to be enforced.
Hello.
But you should also be able to offer and sign. And some are not just 1-year contracts, 2-year contracts, 3-year contracts, even 4-year contracts. But you can enter the portal one time, free of charge. The second time, you have to sit out a year. Go back to some of the old rules. Like, there needs to be a consequence. You can't just do 1 year here, 1 year there, 1 year there, 1 year there. Now, there is a caveat. If there's a coaching change, even if you've already transferred 1 year free of charge, coaching change allows you that one more time free of charge.
I'm smirking because you said everything I was going to say. I was going to go Spider-Man rule. Everybody gets one with the exception of if your coach leaves. And yes, we need more in writing agreements so we don't have this crazy wild, wild west.
Well, it's just, when's this going to get fixed? Because everybody's saying sort of the same things or in a different way.
Well, there's no governing body. The NCAA doesn't do anything.
It's amazing. It's like the, it's all unregulated.
It's unregulated. And one of the things that needs to be regulated is agents.
Yeah.
You can't have your high school buddy be your agent. You can't have some kid that you met in the dorm be your agent. There's licensed agents working in the NFL. There needs to be a licensing body for college football players.
All right, Dan Campbell fired John Morton on Tuesday. 2 big name offensive coordinators are on the market right now. They might be head coaching candidates too, by the way, but it's Brian Daboll and Kevin Stefanski. We did the carousel yesterday, but between these two, which one would you favor?
Kevin Stefanski. Temperament, I think, is a huge edge for him, but also the offense that they ran in Cleveland was more leaning on a ground game. I think that's what Detroit needs to get back to, is being able to win at the line of scrimmage.
Kevin Stefanski as well. He's done more with less, and he's been able to win with Baker Mayfield. He's been able to win with a dysfunctional franchise. Now, all of a sudden, you put him in this franchise, I think it would be great.
The Lions season was definitely a letdown, but some good things did happen. What's the biggest positive that came out of 2025?
J-Mo took another step. I think, especially after Dan Campbell took over the play calling, we heard from John Morton, oh, this could be a breakout year. Well, he never used them until after Dan Campbell took over play calling. And you look at J-Mo and Amon-Ra St. Brown, most yards by a combo receiver, a combo 1 and 2 in the NFL. And that was with basically a half a year of production with J-Mo.
Did J-Mo's yards go down year over year?
No, I think they went up. They went up by about 150 yards.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Jack Campbell. He's performing like the best interior linebacker in football, especially when Fred Warner went out. You got linebacker number 1. That's a good place to start on defense.
The Buffalo Bills have more playoff experience than any other AFC playoff team. It's not even close. Is this the season that Josh Allen has to get to the Super Bowl? And should Sean McDermott be fired if the Bills fail to get to the Super Bowl?
I think for Josh Allen, yes. It certainly is. There's no Mahomes. There's no Burrow. There's no Lamar Jackson. Like there's no other premier quarterback. Drake May is getting there, but I don't think they're there yet. Sometimes I think the circumstances will determine about Sean McDermott. If they're ousted in the first round, then yeah, gone. But if they get to the AFC Championship game and it's a well-played game, they just get beat by a better team, then I'm not necessarily predisposed to firing him.
There's obviously pressure on Josh Allen because of what John said, because of the other great quarterbacks that aren't in the playoffs. Josh Allen, 7 playoff wins without a Super Bowl appearance. It's the most in NFL history. The rest of the AFC quarterbacks have 3 playoff wins with their current team. Yeah, there's pressure on Josh, but there's also pressure on Sean McDermott because in their eliminations, their last 5 playoff exits, the defense has given up 33 points per game. If they lose because they can't stop the run or get enough stops, the defensive head coach needs to get on the unemployment line.
All right, Tua Tagovailoa was asked on Monday if he would like a fresh start. His answer was, that would be dope. I would be good with that. What would be the best fit?
It's an honest answer.
Tool. All right. What would be the best fit for Tua if he can have a career resurrection like Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and Daniel Jones?
I don't have an answer for if he can have a career resurrection because I don't think he can. I think he's toast. He can't get hit. His arm strength is non-existent. I think he needs to go to wherever he can be a number two and hope that the starter doesn't get hurt.
Tom, you had an interesting number two option for him to be a backup.
Yeah, I think it depends kind of how the Rams playoffs work out and what does Matthew Stafford do. But if Stafford does return and play next year, I think that would be a great situation for Tua and a great offense to be in.
Yeah,
he might succeed if he got the play.
Be a number two.
Yeah, now in terms of if a fit where he might be able to play, indoor teams that need quarterbacks, Cardinals, but they pick 3. They might just elect to take a quarterback in the draft. Vikings and Colts don't have high picks. Colts don't even have a first. Those would be interesting options too.
You know what? The quarterbacks I just said, Darnold, Mayfield, and Jones, they were all left for dead.
Yep.
Tua's kind of similar like that, being left for dead. I wouldn't be surprised if he got in the right situation that he could have a little bit of a resurrection like those guys.
Yeah, wherever they run the ball 95% of the time.
And it's sunny all year round. That's your Thursday touchdown. You and I are on the same page. And could you imagine him in Philly? They'd rip his heart out.
Yes, they would.
Anyway, Thursday touchdown 97.1.
Hey, if we're talking about hearts, you want to strengthen your heart, you want to strengthen your cardio, anything you want to do, you could do it at Planet Fitness. And their slogan, we're all strong on this planet. That means when they say all, that's newcomers, it's experience. You could be an expert. They have something for every fitness level. And we're starting off 2026. If one of your goals is to get into better shape, Planet Fitness is the place to do it. And it's not expensive. $15 a month is the membership. $1 down gets you in the door. If you want a little bit more, they got the Planet Fitness Black Card membership. It's $24.99. It allows you access to over 2,800 clubs nationwide. There's over 50 of them here in Detroit, 15 in Grand Rapids. So if you travel, it's the perfect opportunity. They also allow unlimited guest privileges. So you can take somebody with you. Maybe they motivate you just a little bit. Find your nearest club and you can join today. Do it in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet. Planet Fitness.
A career high for beef stew. Pistons beat the Bulls last night. No Cade Cunningham, no problem. Just keep winning games. First place in the East. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Happy Thursday. We've got the 2 Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. Chance to win $2,000 in the new year. Also, our first Dear John of the new year at 7:35. John, you want a little teaser, by the way?
Yes, please.
Got all these pieces of paper in front of me. Here's your teaser. Regretful wedding.
Oh.
Birthday present.
Okay.
Wine not.
Oh, wine not?
And $5,000.
Ooh. kind of leaves the door open for a lot of things.
A lot of things. All right, that's at 7:35. Today, Brad Holmes is going to speak with the media. 4 o'clock, Lions general manager will do his postseason press conference. John, there's a lot of discussion about where this year went wrong and whether or not the window's closed. Is this a bump in the road or is the window closed?
My opinion is this is a bump in the road. And the question is, like, all of the factors involved, obviously salary cap, that's going to be a big part of this. Injury complications, what's going on with Tyrion Arnold? Will he be able to, come back and play? Same thing with Ennis Rakestraw. Nobody really thinks much of Ennis Rakestraw, but if he can come back, that's a cheap corner.
But both safeties are dealing with
both
injuries.
Both safeties dealing with major injuries. And so that's a big question. Age, obviously, Taylor Decker, the number one question is he going to come back? Is he going to retire? And when he's going to make that decision? And then empty draft picks. Like, there's just been too many in the last 2 drafts.
Yes.
And I'm not going to sit there and say they were awful drafts. They didn't get anything out of them. I'm still hopeful Tyrion Arnold will develop into a number 2 corner. And then you look at, like, Tyleek Williams. I think there's some hope that he can be a stalwart. I don't think he'll ever develop into Aleem McNeil at his best. But again, injury issues. Aleem McNeil.
Yeah.
We saw one game and then there was nothing.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of questions there. And I think they're in a position right now, early on in all of the contracts that they've handed out to drafted guys that have been, key cogs for this team, that they're able to restructure those guys and either guarantee more money or add years on the end, kick things down the road a little bit, because whether it's Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, all of these guys that have gotten contracts, other than Kirby Joseph, like, you really believe that they're either entering the prime of their career or firmly in the middle of the prime of their career, so that if you add a couple of years or you guarantee more money to lessen the cap number this year, they're still going to be productive in the years to come.
Yeah, I would first just want to point out, windows exist. Like, this is something Brad Holmes fought. I'd really love to answer this question after hearing him speak today, because this is really on him for what he's going to do to address the many failings of this football team. I don't believe the window's closed with appropriate action. They still have a top 10 quarterback. They have studs at key positions, tackle, edge, middle linebacker, running back, wide receiver. So they still have the nucleus of a contender. What they're going to need to do is seriously invest in the trenches. They only have $13 million in cap space. This is why windows are real, because you start locking guys up and you have these boulders you have to move in the offseason to generate cap space. They will restructure Jared Goff's deal. They may restructure Amon-Ra St. Brown's deal. They may cut Graham Glasgow. Decker may retire. They can free up money and still attack this aggressively and be right back in it next year. They're going to play the Jets, Giants, Cardinals, Titans, teams picking in the top 5. They're going to play the Saints, the Falcons, that lousy NFC South division. It's set up for them to bounce back next year so that this is a bump in the road. But I got to know Brad Holmes is going to take this more seriously than I've got my guys and we just run it back with my guys. You're going to need to be aggressive in manipulating the cap and chasing a title next year, not worrying about winning your 2nd or 3rd Super Bowl before you win your 1st. The idea that sustainable success forever and ever is not reality in the National Football League, and they learned that harsh lesson this year. I need to see them apply the lessons learned this offseason.
Right, and in regards to windows, there are certainly windows. You can, windows close, but they don't have to be closed for long. Look at Les Snead, what they did with the Rams. And, hey, okay, a down year, but then you're right back in it. Look at Howie Roseman with the Eagles. Hey, maybe a year, and then all of a sudden you're right back in it. So even if the window, quote-unquote, were to be closed, and it's not this year, if it's 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, whatever that is, it doesn't have to be an extended period of time. Your window's open longer than it should be closed.
If you're doing things right. And I look at the Rams, who you mentioned, and the Eagles, two teams that are much more aggressive than Brad Holmes. And those teams, you would think, would have to suffer the consequences for being aggressive. But in reality, John, there are very few blips. They are consistent contenders who play for and win Super Bowls. So it's not like the Lions are doing it better by playing the long game. Those teams are playing the short game and they still have a runway. They've still maintained a level of success over year, over year, over year.
And how have they been more aggressive? It's not been in draft day trades. It's been aggressive in free agency. And famously for the Rams, it was F them picks. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have first round pick for what, 3 years, 4 years?
And somehow they only had one losing record in that time.
Right. And so, you know, I want him to be more aggressive, not on draft day and wheeling and dealing third and fourth and fifth round picks. I want him to be more aggressive in free agency and in trades.
And I think we also need to have a conversation about what we're doing with these third and fourth round picks. Special teams aces and 2 and 3 year projects, save that for the sixth and seventh round. Third round picks are supposed to be contributors on the field that season. Right?
Yes. And obviously Tesla was a much bigger contributor than Giovanni Manu.
Right. And Manu was a guy they took in the fourth, but I believe they gave up a third to go get.
Right. Roderick Martin.
Another example. Yes. You know, Hendon Hooker.
Yes. Those are all great examples of, you got zero, not even a backup guy that's going to be around 5-6 years. Maybe he has a breakout season and he goes somewhere else and gets, you know, paid minimally. You didn't get anything from Broderick Martin. You didn't get anything from Hendon Hooker. You're not getting anything to this point from Giovanni Manu.
Right. It needs to be a shift towards, like, Kirby Joseph was a third round pick. Aleem McNeil was a third round pick. This is a little earlier in his tenure, and these were guys they were counting on to play football games. That needs
Monroe
to be
St. Brown, fourth round pick.
Exactly. That needs to be a return to those kind of guys, not the project guys in the middle of the draft. 248-539-9797. We want to hear from you guys. Is the window closed or is this a bump in the road? 248-539-9797. And again, Brad Holmes speaks today at 4 o'clock. We want to know what you want to hear from the man when he steps up to the podium.
Yeah. And you and I think are both on the same page. Bump in the road.
Yes.
It's windows not closed.
Should be.
But I also don't think that, I mean, where would you say they are in terms of the window? It's certainly not the beginning of it. The beginning of it opened, and it may have opened early in the NFC Championship game. But if you're talking about pure windows, you're only really your second year into it. So it should be open for another 2 to maybe 3 years.
Coming into this year, I felt like they had 2 with the option to extend. They threw one of those years away. Yep. They got one more, and then it becomes a lot harder. Aiden's deal kicks in, and they're going to have to get real, real creative. It's 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.